Today's share in the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simin Tof Mem Gimel yesterday. We almost finished Sif Aleph. We have one Mishnah Berurah left, so let's quickly review what we learned yesterday. We talked about the different times on the day of Yudalid, when Chametz goes from being perfectly permissible to eat to the point where it is no longer permissible to eat, albeit you still can get Hanoa, to the point where it becomes Osir to eat, Midrabanan, and the point that it becomes Osir to eat, Midaraisa, and then the point where it becomes Osir to eat, Midaraisa, with the Chiyuv of Kares. And let's just quickly review that. So in the morning of your Dalet, Erev Pesach, when you wake up for the first 3 hours of the day, in an idealized day that begins at 6 a.m. and goes to 6 p.m., and then the shows manios are the same in terms of their length as the shows beinonios, which are calendar or clock hours. So a 60-minute hour is going to be a show beinonis, and sometimes if 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the day, then it also is a shows manios. So in our idealized day, from 6 to 9, the first 3 hours of the day, 6 to 7 is the first hour, 7 to 8 is the second hour, 8 to 9 is the third hour, the first 3 hours of the day, there's absolutely no issa whatsoever, and you can eat chametz. During the fourth hour, there are different opinions in the Gemara, but we paskin halach l'maisa that during the fourth hour over here, from 9 to 10, is also perfectly permissible to eat chametz, and therefore obviously to own it. In the fifth hour, which now goes from 10 to 11, so here the prohibition was instituted by the rabbis that it's forbidden to eat the chametz because it's getting close to the time and you could easily make a mistake and eat it after the time. So the rabbis forbade you to eat chametz in that fifth hour from 10 to 11, but you're still permitted to sell it to a non-Jewish person or get rid of it during that period of time. And in the sixth hour, which is from 11 to 12, the rabbis forbade you, midrabanan, to eat it or to get any hanoah from it. After Chatzos, after the sixth hour, it's now an Issa d'Oraisa to own the Chametz. And we said you're over a Aseh of Tashbisu during that period of time if you retain the Chametz. And some say you're even over by Ro'a by Yemotze. But even if one were to eat Chametz during that period of time, they would not be over Kares. But once Pesach starts, so then, Rachmana Litzlan, if a person were to intentionally eat chametz, he would be chayev an issa d'oraisa, that is, a chiyuv of kares. With that quick reminder, we now say the Ramah said over here, v'yesh omrim ad shtei shos kodem chatzos. He brought down from the Truma Sadeshin that we don't follow these hours, as I just said, in terms of them being shows manios, that we divide the daylight time up into 12 equal parts, and each one of those is called a shows mania. But instead, he says, there's an opinion brought down by the Truma Sadeshin that you just say 2 clock hours before Chatzos, that's when these prohibitions go and start taking effect. So in our calendar, it would be from 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock to 11, there is the forbidden to eat but still allowed to own or get benefit from chametz, and from 11 to 12 on the clock, you would not be allowed to, midrabanan, own that chametz anymore. So this goes according to this opinion of the Truma Sadeshin by the clock and not by the shows manios. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this if cotton test. Hainu shows beinonis. This is what we call a clock hour. Shekol achas echot michovdei chavdalet b'ne'eis le'eis. That each one of these clock hours is 1/24th of a day. In other words, it's 60 minutes, it's 1 hour. And therefore, according to this opinion, Valkein afilu im hayom aroch, even if the day is a very long day, for example, it's a leap year, and the daytime hours are longer, so maybe a shos manias is an hour and 10 minutes, whereas a clock hour is only 60 minutes, mutul echo yosem yishlish hayom. According to this opinion, the shlish hayom would be an earlier period of time than the 2 hours before chatzos. So you'd be allowed to eat, according to this opinion, until 10 o'clock, whereas a third of the day would be an earlier period of time. In other words, you would still be allowed to eat, according to this, until the end of the fourth hour, i.e. until 10 o'clock. And from 10 to 11 on the clock, you still would be allowed to own the chametz. Until 11 o'clock, you'd be allowed to. Again, this is a later time than if you went with the shows manios and just said a third of the day. Furthermore, we paskin like the first opinion, which you go by shows manios. And therefore, you can only eat until 1/3 of the day, i.e. 4 hours in today of shows manios. And likewise, for the selling of the chametz, you should do this chashvin and shows manios. We use the earlier time called the shows manios time. However, after the fact, im lo mocher adayin the hefsed ruba, if you haven't sold it, and you could go by this later opinion because there's a financial loss, you'd be allowed to. Yesh lismoch adei achrona, you could rely upon a more lenient opinion over here. Yesh lo shos lemocher adshah kol mechatzos, and you'd still be allowed to sell it until 11 o'clock on the clock rather than into the sixth hour according to shos manios. The Shaar HaTzion in Oshud Beis brings down this from the Magen Avraham and the Elyeh Rabbah, and he says, behevi shekein gam das nachlas tzvi, not like the Taz. Likewise, this is the opinion of the Baal Moruk Tziyah and the Graz and the Chayodim. The Magen Avraham seems to say over here, only if you forgot can you take advantage of this. It may not literally mean that you have to have forgotten. And he brings down the Elyeh Rabbah and the Graz that they just say, stam, that bidi'evid, nucha lismoch al dasi yeshomer. You could rely upon the more lenient opinion over here that you can still sell the chametz, even though the shos manius is up, but the shos beininus is not up yet, you could rely upon this. And certainly, according to the opinion of the Moruk Tziyah, who says this is the halacha, you certainly can rely upon this. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel V'yesh Omrim, has a long arichos about this as well. And he says, the reasoning over here of the Truma Sedeshin, that you can go by the clock rather than by the Shos Manios, is he says, because Samchinen Ashinuyo Kamo de Gemara, it goes by the first Lashon in the Gemara, Dein Odom Toa Yosem Ishtei Shos. A person doesn't make a mistake that's more than 2 hours. And these hours are probably the clock hours. And therefore, but he says this could actually be a chumrah, because if you're in a place where the shos manios are only 50 minutes, for example, then the shos manios time would actually be later than the shos beininus time. And he says, according to this opinion, you'd have to go the chumrah as well. However, he says, laniyaz dati, he says, however, the Truma Sedeshin wouldn't hold like that. He says, the Truma Sedeshin would say, when the Shos Manios is a later period of time, you can still use the Shos Manio later period of time. And he explains this in Arichas over here, Ayin and the rest of this Bir Halacha. He concludes, Lamaisa, however, Ladina, Belavhochi, Ein Nafkamini. He says, whether you like this explanation or not, doesn't make any difference. Because when the Shos Manios is the later period of time, so then we paskin like that. We paskin like this Deir Rishona, and therefore you don't have to be concerned about the opinion of the Truma Sedeshin anyway. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yisrael shoyo biyodo chametzo sho Yisrael acher bepikodon. If one Jew has in his possession a collateral from another Jew, and this is chametz, so what should you do? It is now your dalid, and if you have chametz in your possession, in a couple of hours, you're going to be in trouble. So he says, Yakvenu at shor chamishas. Hold on to it until the start of the fifth hour. At that point in time, you're still allowed to get hanor from it and still allowed to eat from it. And maybe the owner will come and he'll take it back from you. Now you're at the beginning of the fifth hour. So it's 10 o'clock in the Shos Manios. You're at the beginning of the fifth hour. And the owner hasn't come. Go and sell it at that point in time. Don't sell it beforehand because the owner may still come. But now at this point, Mistama, the owner is not coming, and you should sell it to a non-Jewish person over here to remove the Yisro by Yimotze from not only yourself, but from the owner. If in fact you did not sell it then, so the Mechaber says, Chayiv Levaro Bismani Surah. Then when you reach the sixth hour, the start of 11 o'clock in our Shos Manios, then you have to go and in fact be Mevirat, because it's now Osir. And this is true, he says, Afilu Amenu Chayiv Biachuyusu. Even if you have no responsibility for this, you still are obligated to do so. Now again, that was quite a mouthful. Let's look inside now in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud tells us, the Mechaber is saying over here, Lomer, Rotsu Lomer, Bitchilaso, you should do this at the beginning of the fifth hour, i.e., in our Shos Manios, at the beginning of 10 o'clock. That's when the point in time that you're supposed to start getting rid of all your chametz, you'll be mavarid if you haven't yet gotten rid of it, so then that's when you should do so. But don't sell it beforehand. Don't sell it in the fourth hour, the third hour, because Shema Yavo Ba'olav V'yikochenu, because maybe the owner's still going to come, and therefore, if you sell it, then he can't come and take back his chametz. Sivkot Nidalat, the Mishnah Berurah says, you sell it to a guy at that point in time, the Havilei Kameshav Aveda, what right do you have to do this? Because it's no different than if you were to find an object and you have an obligation to return it to the owner, you have to take care of it. So here, you're being Meshav Aveda. At the end of this fifth hour, it's going to be Osir B'Hanah. So therefore, when you now go and sell it to a guy, you're being like somebody who's returning an Aveda. Because as I just pointed out, you're going to be Osir B'Hanah after that. Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down over here a discussion that we've had now several times. What happens if the person who owns the chametz is in a different time zone than where the chametz is? Ayin and Dirshu footnote number 16 and the references to the previous Simon Tov Mem and also to yesterday's shiur where this was discussed. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'im hu mistapek shebishor chamishus efshor shelo yimtza konim klal." Now, if you wait until the start of the fifth hour, maybe there won't be bias for this chametz over here. So then, in this situation, mutar l'machor mikodem, then you can sell it earlier in the day when there are buyers. And this is the opinion came there, HaMakor Chaim, Divrei HaMogen Avram. This source of this din was from the Mogen Avram, and this is how the Makor Chaim explained it. Furthermore, look in the Bir Halacha, he says, Ayin Bir Halacha, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko Yim Kerenu, the Chofetz Chaim says, Omikol Mokom HaMafkid Gam Kein B'chol Mokom Shehu, Yira L'machor L'yakom, Lo Yismoch Al Nifkad, D'Shem HaYishkach. He brings out from Achronim that the person who really owns it over here should also sell it to a non-Jewish person wherever he is, because he can't rely upon the person who he deposited with to necessarily know this din and to take care of it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Od Kotsu HaMogen Avram U'Shar Achronim, Mogen Avram was the source of this halach over here, and other Achronim say, the Mamakum Shiyochel L'Mochel L'Yakrum V'Yachzu Lo Ha'akum Achar Pesach, in a situation where you can sell it to the Yakum, and he'll return it to you after Pesach, i.e., Keminog Mechiras Chomet Shalonu, like we sell our Chomets today. We all know, it's not a trick, we're really selling the Chomets, but we know that the price is set so that the non-Jewish person is not going to really want to purchase the Chomets, and he'll sell it back to us. So then, in that situation, also, Lamachro Mechira Chaluta, then you can't sell it to the non-Jewish person as a definitive sale over here. You have to do this sale of Mechiras Chomets that we do. The issue footnote number 17 brings down that you can see this from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, where he writes, "Sha'achrei shor chamishis yimoche b'shuk es hachomets hamufkan eslo l'shaito." He writes over there, you sell it for the hour. In other words, the Pisrei Tshuva is medayik over there from the Lashon, as well as the Minchas Chinuch, shemashma shemochro rak l'zman. You're selling it like we do the mechiras chomets, and that's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham and the other Achronim. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Chayiv L'Varo, you have to get rid of it at that point in time when it hits the start of the sixth hour, i.e. at 11 o'clock. So Das Mogen Avram, this is the opinion of the Mogen Avram. Timhoyo Be'ev Shalo L'Mochro, Vinis Atzel, V'lo Mocharo. If you had your ability to go and sell it, and you were lazy, and you did not sell it, Atzel Hutzruch L'Varo, and now it became the start of the sixth hour at 11 o'clock, and you have to go and burn it, Chayiv L'Shalim Achakach Demei HaPikodun L'Mafkid. You now have a responsibility to pay back the Mafkid for the loss that you caused him. Ah, you're a Shomachinam. Nevertheless, Afshu Shomachinam. You're responsible over here because the Pshihu, the Mogen Avraham, says that you are negligent over here, and a Shomachinam that it's negligent is Chayiv to pay. Davalei L'Mochro Kodim Zman Yisurah. Why didn't you go and take care of selling it during the fifth hour when it was permissible to still do so? The Chofetz Chaim and the Shaar HaTzion Os Yudalit adds over here, the lo motza mokum limkor pshita the potter l'chuliyama. If you didn't have any ability to sell it, nobody wanted to buy it, then of course you'd be potter. Furthermore, he brings down from the Nahar Sholom, according to the Mogen Avraham, even a bigger chiddush, that im ta'an shochachti limachro potter. If you say, oh boy, I knew about this, but I forgot to, not that you were lazy, but you forgot to do it, then you're an onus. As we learn in Simon Kuv Ches, in the Dirshu, footnote number 19, brings down the scenario over there that if a person was delaying to daven, and then he didn't daven, so he's allowed to make a Tvilas Tashlumim over there. He's allowed to make it up, even though he forgot to daven now. So the Shulchan Aruch said, Rashoy L'Spal Tvilas Tashlumim in that situation, because he's considered an onus in that situation. And therefore, the Mogen Avraham writes, L'gam l'inyan dinim mamonos nechshav bezek onus, in regards to dinim mamonos, like selling the chametz, we also consider him an onus. And this is also, the Chofetz Chaim continues in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yudalit. V'chein kishaton savar yisish ucha lismoch ala mavkid shebevadi im karenu b'mokum shehu, ayde kinyon. If the person said, I was certain the owner's a frum guy, and I'm certain he was going to sell it, so I didn't bother to sell it, and that's why I didn't sell it. And now, if he has to go and burn it, so then, nevertheless, he's considered an onus as well. The lav kuliyama dino kimir, because not everybody's a huge talmid chacham, and therefore, he didn't necessarily know that he shouldn't have relied upon the owner selling it. He should have done it himself, but nevertheless, he can say he's an onus in that situation. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Ubechok Yaakov Mechalik Bezeh. The Chok Yaakov disagrees with this din of the Mogen Avraham that we brought down, that you are Pshia and that you're Chayav. And he says, Beinim hu Shom Rechinim o Shom Asachin. He says, even if you're Shom Asachin, certainly if you're Shom Rechinim, you're not Chayav to pay. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Rov Achronim Maskimim, the majority of the Achronim agree with this, the Bein Shom Rechinim and Bein Shom Asachin, you're Potter. You don't have to pay. Why? Because Dezelo Nichnas Bechlal Shmira. He never entered into a Shmira arrangement over here. Shlo Kibel Olav El Lushmor Sachefetz. He only said, I'm going to watch your item over here. Sheb Yerushuz Ba'olav. Shachzirenu Lo B'Shlemus. I'm going to watch it and I'll give it back to you. Avalo Kibel Olav L'Machro. I didn't accept upon myself that I would have to sell it whenever Pesach comes around. Shari Adirabba. In fact, the opposite. B'Mechi Rezu Motzio Mirushuz Ba'olav. Then I'm, so to say, removing it from the Rishuz, which was put into. And the only reason he has a heter or should go and sell it is because of the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. And if somebody doesn't do Hashavas Aveda, we don't make him obligated to pay for the item. So to over here, you're like a Meshav Aveda, and therefore we don't make you pay for the item if you did not sell it. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that normally a shomer does have the obligation to protect the flock that is kept by him. That he goes and hires people to go and watch the flock in some way. So, and if he doesn't do so, then he is obligated to pay. So why is this different? So the Machne Ephraim brings down, when the owner is in the city and he can go and save his own property, then the shomer has no responsibility. In our case over here, the owner may be far away. How can he go and get it? Nevertheless, he says, in this situation, it's still different because he never accepted upon himself the obligation to go and take care of selling this pikadon. And as we pointed out, he's like a meshav aveda, and the meshav aveda is not going to be chayiv. The Machne Ephraim brings out another reason why he's potter as well. He says, this is hezek she'enu nikar. It's not recognizable. You can give it back to him. Here's a loaf of bread. It's right back to you, even though it's now asur b'hanoah. And even though he caused this over here, it's considered over here something that he would not be chayiv for because it's hezek she'enu nikar. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Mihu im hechomitz hu mimushkon etzlo v'ovar shor chamishis v'lo mechoro. If you have the collateral here, the chomitz that's by you, and the fifth hour has passed, and you haven't sold it, v'achakach kishigiyaz manisuro huchrach l'sorfu. And now you have to go and burn this chomitz, because now it's started 6 hours, you have to get rid of it. So b'zem istabra dehivsid chovo al koponim. So now you have no claim on the person. You're holding his collateral because you lent him $100, and he gave you $100 worth of collateral, so now you can't claim you want your $100 back from the guy. And this is like the opinion of the Morgan of Rom, Kedasa Morgan of Rom. The Das called me Mashkein, who bevadai shekos manchelo yachsilo hamalve mashkono lo yuchalit bo mimenu chovo. Because as long as you don't return the collateral to the guy, you can't ask for your money back over here. And the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Shaar Tzion Oz Shud Ches, that if the collateral, let's say, was worth $200 and the loan was only worth $100, then you don't have to pay him back the extra $100. But you don't get the right to go and collect your loan back as well as to go and not give him back the collateral. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and it says, Elam Kein Yia Malve Onus Bavedes HaMashkon. The only time you could go collect it would be if there was an onus over here that you couldn't return the Mashkon. For example, to go and Sheyigzulu, Mimenu Listim, Robber stole it, Chayotzi Bezem, Misharin Osim, or any other type of onus. Avol Kan, Shoya Evshar, LaHamalve, LaMachro, Kodim HaPesach, LaMachoro, that you could have sold it over here and you didn't. Hare Atzluso Gorma Hevsed HaMashkon, Shinesa Banov, Ein Zonus. Here we can't say it's an onus because you caused this loss. So therefore, if it's lost, then you can't say, well, give me back my money as well. And certainly, if you did sell an Erev Pesach, if you sold it at a lower price than it's worth because there were no buyers, in love klum, it brings out from the Taz, in that situation, then you're not responsible at all. You did a nice thing, and therefore, you don't lose out at all, and any hefset is on the lova, the guy that provided you the collateral, because he borrowed money from you. If the mashkun is still around, however, if the malva did not burn it and it's still around, if he shows ad lacha pesach and he still has it in his possession, as we pointed out, since over here it's a hezek sheinu nikar, he could take this item which is now also banah and technically give it back to the person who owned it, the one who borrowed the money from him and gave him the collateral. Even though it's worth zero, because it's chomei shov alas pesach, the rabbi said is also banah, because this chisaron over here that he caused ain nikar, the chisaron shein nikahu v'lo hivsid chovo, and technically he didn't lose his money that he lent the other guy because he is returning the collateral, albeit the collateral is now worth nothing. The issue footnote number 20 explains over here shari malva ala mashkum dino kishomer, because you're like a shomer over here. Over time, Adover Shomer Potu over there. Why is the Shomer Potu over here? So he brings down the Shach and Choshen Mishpat. She'ein Hasechel Nosein Shedino Shel Shomi Yegaruah Midino Shel Gazlan. How could he be worse than a Gazlan? And now, if a Gazlan were to do this, the Gazlan would not be chayiv. He could return it and say Harei Shel Cholof Anecha. So too, over here, this Shomer can do the same. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil Lenochri has a whole interesting discussion over here as to what happens if you can't find buyers easily at the fifth hour, but you would be able to find buyers more easily earlier on. Do you have the right to sell it or not? I am in this beautiful Bir Halacha for the details of this discussion. We have two more Mishnah Berurahs over here, Sivkot and Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Mitzvah Hashem will save those for tomorrow, as tomorrow's daf is relatively short, and we'll conclude today's shiur now.